Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deborah Shane's Metropolis, the hub for community, connections, and conversations. Join us weekly for lively discussions about current events on empowering women, small business, careers, and new media. Visit DeborahShane.com to learn more about Deborah and how you can be in the spotlight. And now, your host, Deborah Shane.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the Metropolis. We are winding down 2015 and setting ourselves up for next year so that we can go in with some momentum and positivity. I don't know where this year went, but it has just absolutely just flown by. And they do say that when that happens, things are kind of good. And I have to say it's been a fantastic year for me personally and professionally. And our podcast here, we took a little break in the summer. I did some traveling. And I don't know, it's approaching 700,000 downloads and listens, and I'm just want to say how absolutely grateful I am that you like what we're doing and that you support us. That really means a lot to me and my guests. So thank you. So today I have invited a very good friend of mine, business associate of mine, who I've known for a couple of years through the Small Business Trends community, Ivana Taylor from DIY Marketers and the event Bizapalooza, which is one of the largest online small business events of the year, featuring 40-plus experts that she interviewed and featured. And I was honored to be a part of it this year, and it was an awesome, awesome event. It was so well done and such a great gathering of small business professionals from so many walks of life. Ivana spent 25 years working with manufacturers who never had enough money for marketing. So she learned to create big kind of consumer-style marketing on a small manufacturer's budget and to get excited about the contributions seemingly unknown companies make to their own lives. So when she started her own business, she realized that everything she did came down to one goal: to get her ideal customer to choose her every time, regardless of price, and that's what she teaches others how to do. So let's welcome Ivana. How are you? Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Deborah. Wow, what an introduction. And I really want to acknowledge you and your audience
for it's pretty cool.
So much engagement and building such a fantastic community through this podcast. I think I've done this before with you, and I was just blown away. Really, I mean, you are amazing.
Thank you so much. I have so thoroughly enjoyed doing this for the last 6 years and, you know, and building this podcast idea, which when I started, I was like, I was one of just a few podcasters, and you know, podcast has really taken off and exploded. It's such a cool media, really, because it's a media of listening and you know, listening to the spoken word. And I think that's so powerful. So it's worked really well for me. But thank you so much. And you know, we continue to truck along here. You know, so tell us a little bit about your backstory and your bio, getting to this point of launching the DIY Marketers and the Bizapalooza event?
Well, you know, boy, this is, I want to begin by saying that it all comes from three things. And I don't know if I've talked to you about this before. I talk about this all the time, right? But it really comes to asking myself three questions that are the core to anything that I do, okay? And I encourage, as I go through them, everyone else to, like, really, really think about this, especially since we're, you know, whether we're heading into a new year and it's planning time, or whether, you know, you've wound up a big project and you're trying something new. These are my three favorite questions, and they drive my story. So the first question is, who are you being in the world? The second question is, what are you committed to? And the third question is, what can people count on you for? And so, like so many small business owners, when I got started, I used to be in corporate, and then, you know, I was sort of flung into small business ownership. Like so many people, I started looking for a job, and it suddenly dawned on me that in the time it took to create a corporate job, I could probably just start my own business and start helping small business owners, which is what I did. So I started as a consultant, and as you said, I realized I took some time to sort of go through those three questions. Of course, it wasn't that elegant in the very beginning. It was just a bit confusing mess.
Can you just repeat the first one again?
Sure. The first question is, who are you being in the world?
Oh, okay.
And that's a real interesting question, right? So,
yeah.
And questions came out of this moment of confusion, right? This transitioning from having a corporate job with all these job descriptions, and then literally creating a business, which are two very, very different things. And I got to the how to get your ideal customer to choose you every time, regardless of price, through this process, right? So I started by saying, well, who I was being in the world was really a contribution to business, this idea that I had a certain set of skills and experiences and so on and so forth. I've also been accused of being relatively enthusiastic and sometimes even more enthusiastic about the projects I'm working on than the people that I'm doing them for. You know, so, you know, I sort of, and then I even got into conversations with people, asking them, like, how do they see me? How do I occur to people, right? And that was just a really important exercise in understanding sort of what my purpose in the world was, which, of course, you know, who are you being in the world? And then, of course, what is your purpose? What are you committed to, right? And what I learned early on, as you said in my bio, is that one of the things I was really committed to was helping small business owners understand that they can have beautiful, big, amazing, gorgeous marketing on a very, very low budget. So beautiful marketing and looking great and having your brand stand for something doesn't have to be expensive. And the third thing is, what can people count on you for? And, of course, this is sort of like your offer. And those are the things, and the what can people count on me for? The foundation is like simple, easy to do things. You know, as I went through my exploratory period and talking to small business owners, one of the comments I got more often than anything else was, oh, you just make it seem so easy. I thought it was so much harder than that, right? So this idea of simplifying marketing. So the DIY Marketers was born out of that commitment. The idea of simplifying marketing, focusing on a few things and not trying to do everything. And, you know, how that started. But then this other commitment of being a contribution to small business and, of course, looking at some of the trends that were sort of happening, which you and I are going to talk about today, one of the things I realized out of that was that I was connected to a lot of amazing people like yourself. And I wanted to give small business owners the opportunity to connect with really fantastic experts and people who are really knowledgeable, and I had the ability to do that. I mean, I was inspired by this idea that with 28 million small business owners in this country, what if each of them were successful enough to hire one more person? Now, you don't have to hire another person if you don't want to, but just this concept of being that successful. And you know, so those are the kinds of commitments and who I'm being in the world. And all those three questions, you can kind of see how that sort of drives new product and new offering development.
Well, I think, you know, the whole definition of small business is, it's kind of like, you know, from the low end to the high end of what does it mean to be a small business? I mean, the truth of the matter is most small businesses today are businesses of one, maybe two, maybe three, but you know, you get to like 25, 50, 100, which is, by the way, still considered a small business. But that's actually pretty significant in today's business world. And then, of course, there's corporate. But, you know, I think the issue that you and I see a lot is, you know, the what it really takes to, you know, really come up with an idea of what you can do, what you can offer, put a sound business, simple but sound business plan together, and go out there and, like you say, help people. I mean, most small businesses are completely buried in the doing of the business and not working on the business. And that one part, I think, that not understanding how important it is to make time to work on the business and keep it growing, keep it fresh, keep yourself growing, keep yourself fresh, is what dooms most businesses, because they get overwhelmed and then they get distracted and then they stop being consistent with what they're doing. What do you think about that?
I think ditto to what you said. And one more thing, and okay, I hope I don't take us off on a tangent, but I've been really passionate about this, and I see my Bizapalooza platform as a vehicle for this. Okay, so one of the things that I noticed after interviewing so many people, right, in just this short span of time, and I interview people all the time, but there's a pattern that I identified, and I'm telling you about this, and I swear to God, Deborah, I have chills just thinking about this. So the pattern I noticed is this. There are entrepreneurs and there are small business owners, and sometimes we collapse those two, but there's something that I learned in all of these interviews, and that was, entrepreneurs are motivated by one primary thing. Yeah, they're motivated by a bunch of things, but there's like one primary motivation, and I'm going to use the word scalability, right? Whether you want to think about Domino's Pizza, you want to think about Steve Jobs and Apple, you want to think about Facebook, you want to think about anything, those guys work 24/7 for the goal of scalability. They have an idea, they have a concept, right, and they want to scale it, right? And then there's small business owners who we definitely positively need and want, right? Those people, I learned, are motivated by, I'm going to say, self-determination, this idea of controlling your life and your destiny, right? And so those two are very, very different things. And the thought I had, this whole working on your business, in your business, so on and so forth, this whole, suddenly it occurred to me that the media, and I count myself as that right now, the media, whether you want to look at Shark Tank or Fast Company or, you know, some of these, or Inc. Magazine or Entrepreneur Magazine, we celebrate the entrepreneur so much so that I think we're making small business ownership seem not so important.
Well,
what do you think about that?
Well, and that's a great point and a great point of distinction to talk about, because entrepreneurs, I think, are, you know, well, it's two sides of the coin, okay? But entrepreneurs, they are driven in a completely different way than I think a small business person who says, okay, I want to have a small business and I really want to do my thing, but I want to be able to spend time with my family. I want to be able to do other things. I want to incorporate more balance into my life. I don't want to work 24/7. I'm not so obsessed with scalability. I'm obsessed with it being successful and me making money and doing a good job, but I'm not interested in that 24/7, you know, crazy stuff that entrepreneurs can get into. And I think there's room for both. I think they coexist very nicely. They're two choices that work well. But I will say that, I mean, I look at some entrepreneurs that's their commitment, that's their passion, and man, they are creating and building some amazing stuff that really helps a lot of people. But at the same time, small businesses can help people just the same. Maybe in more of a local scalability or just to help this person with their own particular situation. So I love that. I actually love that idea. So
in fact, I've gone as far, Deborah, I've gone as far to think, and this is a bold statement I'm going to make. I've gone so far as to think that the reason a lot of small business owners are probably not successful is because in their head, they're aspiring, they're like going for this entrepreneur thing, but their goals are really what you were saying, which is to spend time with family and friends. And that's something that I learned. And suddenly it occurred to me that, hey, there is huge value in this kind of small business ownership. And it occurs to me that maybe we devalue it a little bit inside the context of what we're talking about, as if one were better than the other, and they're not. They're both necessary, and they both have their very, very own way of planning and strategizing, and your decisions are going to be different. And that's the message I want to get out to people.
Yeah, and I think it's a good message because I think there's this element of they've heard the word, they've seen it bantered around entrepreneur, and they think, well, I've started a business, so I'm an entrepreneur. And in some ways, that's actually true. If you start a business on and do something in your skill set or sphere set that is indigenous to you, whether you're great at sewing or baking or cleaning or I don't know, whatever it is that a person, skill sets that a person can do to help others. I mean, that's a small business, and I know I've seen so many cool ideas come out of that with what people do. I mean, I've seen people that are unbelievable bakers, and they bake cakes and cookies and pies, and they stay local. They tap into their friendship circles, and they make some extra money for their family. And I think that's fantastic. I mean, but you know, then you have that entrepreneurial small business person that's maybe more in tech or social or something different, and that's just a different, you know, a different area that they have a contribution to make. So
correct, and one can morph into the other.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about this, given what we've just been talking about. So okay, so I've got a business. Okay, I started a business, and you know, it's kind of moving. You know, it's kind of going, but I need a few tips on a few simple, easy, deliverable tips, you know, to self-market myself better. What would you say would be three simple, easy, small biz self-marketing tips?
Okay, well, I would be I know that everyone just wants like super easy doing things. But one of the things I like to say to folks is marketing is more about being than it is about doing. So the first tip that I would give to people, and it's going to occur as really, really difficult, almost as if I were asking you to run a mental marathon. But I really, really encourage folks to take quiet time. I'm doing that right now. So it doesn't matter if you're a startup and have no customers or whether you've been in business for a while, right? Definitely want to take quiet time, thinking time. I wrote a blog post about this, actually. I think it went live today on DIY Marketers. Thinking is the hardest, most intense job in the world. And the tip that I would give to folks is take the time to think through what you're about, what your commitment is, who your customers are, niche, how specific can you be? Take the time to think all those things through. Take the time to create your messaging. You know, and I have another article, actually, if you just go on DIYmarketers.com, there's like an easy opt-in for something about messaging. Just click on that. It'll take you through these five questions. I describe five questions that you need to answer, like who's your audience? What is the problem that they're having that you're solving? How do they think they have to solve the problem? How does everyone tell them they have to solve the problem? Now, how do you tell them? How do you believe this problem is solved, right? So these are thinking activities, right? And it's really, really worth doing that. Another one of my favorite things to think about, And I'm going to start thinking about it early this year. Chris Brogan does this thing about the three words, and he's been doing this forever and ever. I mean, I swear to God, it must be like 10 years or something. But he picks three words that are going to drive his year. So it's not really a resolution. It's not really a plan. It's just like three words that are going to, or symbols that are going to drive him. You know, like a one word might be laser. And that laser mm-hmm. would, you know, would symbolize focus, right? Just as an example. So, okay. you know, so the tip I have to folks is really take the time to think a lot of things through. Read some stuff that's like not related. Take the time to watch goofy movies. Take the time to get out to nature. Mm-hmm. I know you love to do that. Get out in nature, yes. walk around, observe, think, feel, give yourself that space, because that's the moment that these ideas will come to you. Inspiration will come to you in that small voice, right? Write these things down. Play with them. Use mind maps. Okay, so another tip I have is, now that you've done the thinking, right, how about doing what I call a mind map marketing plan? So fun. I've done it with a couple clients, and it's great fun. You can use a mind mapping tool. You can use a paper and pencil, like whatever, floats your boat, sticky notes, whatever. And what I encourage folks to do is put like your goal or your mission or something like that, like right in the middle. And then just start brainstorming on how it's going to get there, right? And then you can start combining and moving things around. And the next thing you know, suddenly this like story will come to life for you. And you'll yeah. be able to see, and then you'll have an image of it. You can print that out and stick it on your desk. And what I love about that is that I really, Tim Berry in the BizaPalooza interviews talks about lean business planning. So it's got to be lean as in no waste. It has to be specific enough to keep you going in the right direction, but open and flexible enough to allow you to switch on a dime, right? So like when a new platform comes up, like Blab, like everybody's crazy about Blab, you have to know yeah. enough to say, hey, should I explore Blab? If I were to explore it, how is it going to meet my marketing goals? So a nice visual marketing mind map allows you to do that.
I just want to interject one thing right here, and that is, you talked about being flexible, and that is so important with regard to making any, you know, mission statement or goal sheet or plan. You know, you have to be nimble and flexible and deal with each day, each event, each eventuality as it comes up, because even the best laid plans will have to be tweaked and changed based on circumstances. And when you're not flexible, that is a liability. So flexibility is very important. Go ahead.
And, you know, and to that thing? End, and the other thing you want to do is, I can't remember now, more like, okay, so the implementation part, right? So I gave you a thinking part, right? Then I gave you a sort mm-hmm. of strategizing part. Let's give you some doing tips, right?
Okay.
One of the interviewees was Joe Pulizzi from Content Marketing World.
Yep.
And
Joe Pulizzi.
He happens to be a local, he's awesome. And he talks a lot about using content to attract an audience. And he's written a book called Content Inc. Highly recommend it. You can see the review of it on Small Biz Trends if you don't want to buy it just yet. Want to see the review? Check it out there. He has a six process. And overall, I think his philosophy is spot on trend these days. And I'm going to say for any market segment, I know there's some of you out there who are working for maybe a technical company or something that's very industrial, or, you know, and you're going to say, oh, they don't read blogs. Let me tell you something. I work with a lot of manufacturers, and there's always room for content and developing an audience. And that's what Joe Pulizzi talks about. So I think this idea of leveraging content and building a solid audience and then being able to tweak your offer for what that audience wants, for what your customers really want. That's key in the coming years. One of the things that's coming up now, there's going to be a new release of a BizaPalooza video in November, and it's all about sales and marketing trends. And Pamela Weber from 99 Designs says that there is no playbook. You have to design your own playbook. So I know that there, some of you are maybe following, you know, blueprints or systems or strategies, and believe me, I've seen them, and they're all very, very good. But understand that the reason those folks are 6- and 7-figure people is because they've tweaked that playbook to work for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think
you've
got to
design your own.
I think we have to. I think we have to kind of identify here some this idea of content marketing, because a lot of small businesses don't, even though they're actually doing it, I don't think they know they're doing it necessarily with
mm-hmm.
blogging and all the social media posting, whether it's on LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter, you know, all the email marketing that you do to your community. This is anything that you post out there, whether it's a video, a blog, a social media post, all these things are considered content. There are things that you create to educate, inspire people, you know, and help them without being too salesy. I think people get a little bit confused with that, and they're just always selling, and that is just not, that's really not the way to build relationships and attract people. You want to help people first through the content marketing. So I just wanted to clarify that. So blog, social media, and email marketing. So, all right, so we've been talking about a couple of things here with Ivana. One is to create some quiet time for yourself so that you can think and plan and figure out what your niche and messaging is. The second thing is to make a mind map of some goals, your mission, and brainstorm yourself, and be flexible and free flow that. That's a great tip. And the third one is implementing this mind map or goal plan with some content marketing, with some blogging, with some social media and email marketing. So those are three great tips. So tell us how we can find you online and where, give us your website and your contact information so people can find you and learn more about you.
All right. Well, the easiest way to find me is to head over to DIYmarketers.com. That's D as in dog, I, Y like yellow, Marketers.com. And just click around that site and have yourself a ball. All the content's free. Another way to find me is on Twitter at DIYmarketers. And always on Twitter, if you tweet to me, I will tweet right back, I promise. Also, urge folks to check out Vizapalooza. That's a smallvizapalooza.com, smallvizapalooza.com. Wow, that was a mouthful.
That was a mouthful. Well, thank you, Ivana Taylor, DIY Marketers and the Vizapalooza online marketing amazing show that we did this year. Thank you so much for joining us today. It was really great to have you back, and we wish you the best in all of your future endeavors, and have a great rest of your year, and have a fantastic 2016, okay? So thanks again for joining us, and thank you, everybody, for joining us again on The Metropolis, and please come back and listen to us next time. We've got some fantastic guests to close out the year, Dustin Luther of Dun & Bradstreet, and one of my favorites of the year, Max Luthi of TrendWatching.com, is coming up in early December. Take care, everybody, and have a great day.
Come back next week and visit Deborah Shane's Metropolis. To learn more about Deborah and how you can be in the spotlight, go to DeborahShane.com. Make it a great day.